Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast. It feels like it has been a minute because we've had our series on stories of faith, but now we are back to our weekly cycles. So I'm super excited to be back talking to you guys. I hope you're well. Hope you are good. I have missed all of you. And, you know, I'm just glad to be here talking to you, really. So today is going to be a really short episode. We're not going to really talk about a topic per se, but I'm going to talk about an event we have coming up at Adia Talks. But before we get into that, I just want to check on you guys, check if you're well, if you're good. I know that I can't hear you right now, but feel free to, you know, interact, leave us a comment on whatever platform you listen to it, or go to our IG, drop us a DM, Adia Talks community. We just want to check in on you guys, make sure you're good. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Hope you liked the series on stories of faith. November was our month of faith in our community, and we are going to look at faith in a bit more detail next year at the start of the year, like early parts of the year. We're going to be talking about relentless faith. So I'm super excited about that myself. Now we are in our month of Thanksgiving, which is great because it is the final month of 2020 as we know it. What a year! What a year! But we have made it this far, and I'm super glad. And I'm sure you are, for God's faithfulness and everything. Excuse my voice this evening. I don't know what's going on. I sound a little bit hoarse, or I feel a little bit hoarse, but it is well. So today I'm here to talk about our event that we have coming up at Adia Talks. This is the second time we're having this event called 2021 Equipped. Last year it was called 2020 Equipped. And the Lord put it on my heart last year, and I just, thought it was a one-off event. And he gave me a specific date and said, you know, we will gather and, you know, pray, worship, seek his face, you know, learn from each other, speak about the word of God, all in preparation for this 2020 year that we had. And he said, actually, in preparation for the decade. So the Lord held such an importance to the year that he, you know, he called that meeting forth. And he really started speaking to me about 2020 back in August 2019. I remember it so distinctly. It was the 1st of August, I think. You know, I actually think I recorded a podcast that day because I just had this download. It was like an epiphany, you know. Started talking about the importance of this year and, you know, how it was, you know, a year that was to lay the foundations for the rest of the decade, you know. And from August, really started just talking to me about the year as we went along. I didn't see any, most of the stuff that was, that's happened in terms of the sort of, you know, the virus and all of that. But, you know, we know in part, or we see in part, we prophesy in part, like, you know, some other people actually did. Because some people are like, well, the prophets that did that. I'm like, there's some people that prophesy this thing. You just don't know them, or you didn't come into contact with them. Or at the time, even when people saw things, actually, I remember a dream I had, but yeah, I just literally remember. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But we're not here to talk about that today. But, we know in part, we prophesy in part. And then sometimes people just, you know, you don't just know, or people don't know how to interpret things. Because if I think about the dream I had, which I had in September, if I interpret that, it is very, very, it was a warning to a certain group of people to not, you know, lose sight of their watch. But it was very in line with some of the stuff that happened this year. I don't know why I'm talking about this because I didn't plan to talk about this per se. I came to talk about the event we have, but I'm just saying all of that to really talk about the fact that, you know, the importance of the decade, the year. And the Lord said to me concerning 2020, it wasn't a year that we should just stumble into. It was a year that required preparation. And I believe it so strongly for the year that we are going into as well. It is not a year that you should stumble into. You should never really stumble into any season of your life. You should, you know, discern the time and season, you know, be in partnership with the Lord as to what he'll have you do. But, you know, again, going into 2021, you know, we've seen how important so many things are. We've seen from the what we've learned about this year, how important our walk with God is. So going forward is like a here on out strategy the Lord is giving us, you know. We really need to be clued into what is going on around us, etc. I said all that to say, and I didn't mean to talk about all of this, like this preamble, but you know, hey, 2021, you know, we need to be equipped, essentially. So Equipped 2021 is really what it says on the tin. It is a gathering to give you the insights, equip you for the coming year. It is a women's gathering. Sorry, guys. Send your wives, you know, your girlfriends. You need to think about what you're doing next, right? But send them. They can pour the wisdom that is shared into you. But that's what the Lord said. It's an online gathering, Equip 2021. We're gathering. We're going to worship, pray, learn. I'm so excited about it myself because I'm not doing a lot of the legwork. Thank God for all the people he's summoned to pour into us. You know, of course I will, you know, do a couple of things, and of course I'm hosting, right? But I'm so excited about what I'm going to learn, honestly, because we have sessions on, you know, we're really starting off with prayer and worship, right? You know, we're really ushering the event and ushering what God will have us do into that. You know, then we have sessions on our intimacy with God. How many of you here intimacy with God? And you're just thinking it's just this far-fetched thing that you don't really understand or you can't, you know, comprehend in your head. But we're going to talk about that because it's so important. So we have a relationship coach talking to us about that, you know, and then we have someone who's going to be speaking to us on, you know, just reconciling with God from a sense of like our souls and being whole, what it really means to be whole. Like, I'm so excited because she does this a lot for like worshipers and worship people in worship ministry, you know, because it's extremely important. But she's going to be teaching us, you know, from that perspective as just lovers of God, you know, because really before we do anything, we need to, our relationship with God is the springboard, is the foundation for everything. You know, so we need to just go back and really harness that some more and continue to build our relationship with God, hear his voice, know how he speaks to us, all of those things, getting to understand like what it means for our soul to be whole. So she's really going to go into the depths of that, and we're just going to let Holy Spirit just going to flow, because I believe he's going to do a work in us and a work in you as you're listening and keyed in. And then we have somebody who's going to be talking to us about visioning, and I love her. She's a visualizer, and I'm not just saying that like she's, you know, just is a visualizer. She actually has a company where she does a lot of visual representation of stuff, and some of the stuff she's done is amazing. But we're going to be talking about like rethinking vision boards. So we're not doing any of this vision board stuff necessarily, right? We're taking steps back into how we get to the, before we even get to the vision board, who is the visionaire? You know, we're visionaries, but who is our ultimate visionaire? Who are we, you know, who's giving us the vision? How do we, you know, build on the vision God has given us, right? So we're going to be really visioning with God. Then we do have some special guest ministers who are going to worship, you know, lead us into the worship. We also have a special guest who hasn't actually been advertised, but she's going to talk to us about the richer life. I am so excited. I need to get her sorted on the flyer and stuff, but you know, special guest, like I don't even know whether I should announce it, but I'm super excited about her as well. Just, you know, talk, you know, really, really, really just talking to us about the richer life. And then we're going to learn about being the prophet over our own lives. Oh my gosh. Guys, ladies that are joining or coming, I'm so excited about this. Seriously, seriously so excited about it. You have no idea. year, because the Lord really did say I should do it this date in particular, because I thought there's quite a few things going on this day, but the Lord was like, stick with this date, because what he will have you do after this is actually take that stuff you learn and digest it, you know. And I'm looking for the week after. I have already booked my retreat. I'm telling you, I'm not playing. Looking forward to going away, really just everything I've learned, just letting it simmer, and not even simmer, actually go into my bones. Let me learn, take all of those things and hear what the Lord is saying concerning 2021. We're not playing. We're really, really, really not playing. You know, there's so many things that I feel like personally for me, a little bit of limbo, or, you know, I haven't quite, you know, understood. Maybe God has spoken to me, but I haven't been bold about it because I don't have the conviction yet. In different things, you know, there's so many. And I also know for a lot of people who are coming, you know, I know what the Lord has shown me as well, as people who, you know, their cars, they let their cars, you know, go off and their batteries are flat and they just need to be reignited again and, you know, thrusted forward into the year, because there's some amazing things God has planned. There's some incredible people. I was definitely trying to, we might still have somebody who's going to share an incredible testimony. I'm just trying to sort out times of, you know, how she's really, you know, flourished and thrived in this year when it's been difficult for others, or when it has seemed difficult, because we are not of this world. We are living in a, we have our own kingdom economics. We have our own kingdom ways. So some, you know, some people have thrived in this season, and it's important that we learn from them. We learn what, you know, the role God played in all of that, how he was the lead for everything, how they didn't, you know, wallow in fear or allow all these things going on. But anyway, I said enough, right? But you ladies, you want to be at 2021 equipped. It is online, so it is really in the comfort of your own home. You don't have to leave your home. If you are in the country I'm in, it is cold, so you're just like, I do not want to leave this house. It is online, and we start on Friday evening UK time. I appreciate that's a little bit earlier in the day for those in the US as well. Friday evening, 7 p.m. UK time, GMT, which is 8 p.m. West African time, because I know I have my West African crew as well. But, you know, the replays will be available for those who attend, will be able to get the replays. There would either be video or audio replays, but we will do our best to make sure those are available, you know, with minimal editing. If we need to edit anything, we would, of course, but replays will be available for you. So if you cannot join the entire thing, do not worry, as long as you have purchased your ticket at some point, probably in a week afterwards, the replay will be available for you, so you can do that. Even if you come to the entire thing, I think, you know, getting the replay is only wisdom, really, because with these things you always want to listen back again. You know, the things that you won't have caught in the moment, etc. So replays will be available, so I'm super excited about that. So do not feel hindered by, oh, you know, I can't make this time, I can't make the entire time, you know, because we have Friday evening for about give or take 3 hours. On Friday evening we start, we have worship, and then we have a session, and then on Saturday we start from 12 noon UK time, so GMT 12 noon, which is 1 p.m. West African time, which is a lot earlier in the day. I think it's about 7 a.m. or so EST. Don't quote me, please check. Yes, it is 7 a.m. EST, 6 a.m. CST. I'm getting all my time zones in order. But, you know, it starts from around then, and then we go into, like, you know, the late afternoon, and we have a few breaks here and there. So do not feel like, oh, I'm so restricted. Really just key in as much as you can. You can get the replays because they will be available to you if you are, if you're a person that came to the event. So don't worry about that at all. If you are part of our community, you're also entitled to a discount. I'm announcing this on the podcast. Wow. If you do want that discount code, I have no issues with giving it to you. If you're listening to the podcast, then you are part of the community, even if this is your first time. So if you want to get that discount code, just send us a DM on Adia Talks Community on Instagram or email us at info@adiatalks.com. I would say Instagram is probably more real time for that. So Adia Talks community, follow us, DM us if you want the discount code, and we will make that, we'll send that over to you so you can apply that discount and get your discount code. So I think I have said enough about Equip 2020. It is going to be amazing. God, I really does have something in store for you. This is a meeting really orchestrated by him. As I said, the first time we did it, I didn't envision this being a continuous thing. I thought it was one-off, but the Lord is the one who's orchestrated and called this meeting. So he is ready to show up. He's already there before us. So I'm excited and expected myself. I'm really looking forward to it. So invite your friends, your sisters, you know, just spend some time, guys. Let's really start getting serious about, you know, the year. Let us not just stumble into it. So, you know, make sure you do that. But if you need more information, again, you can DM us on Instagram, Adia Talks Community. Hit us up on the email of info@adiatalks.com. Go to our website for more information. Everything is really readily available. So if you need anything, shout out to us. Let us know. We are here to answer your questions. So I am going to leave now because this was meant to be like 5 to 10 minutes, but now we're on 15 because this is how much I have missed you guys. I just wanted to talk to you, but I hope you are well. I want to see you ladies online later this week at Equip 20 or 2021 Equipped or Equip 2021. We call it, we sort of interchangeably use it, but I'm looking forward to seeing you ladies online and just sharing with you and pouring into you from whatever sessions I have as well, and just letting the Lord minister to you and minister to your heart. And I believe he's already started to do that. So I'm going to leave it here. Again, holla if you have, or holla, get in touch. If you have any questions, any queries, take care. God bless. And I really do love you all. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.